Hi, I'm Evan, and this is the first episode of this podcast. I have not really thought all that hard about what kind of content I'm going to put on here, but I intended to make it something like a personal log, things that are happening in my life, for people who are interested in me and the work I do, and probably about the things that I'm interested in. So, roughly speaking, I'm gonna try and use a few minutes in each episode to talk about what's going on with me, about what's going on in the world at the time that I'm recording, and possibly answer any questions that come up during the conversations. So, I'm excited about this. About this process. Hopefully, it's going to be very casual. I don't know, maybe someday I might actually have other people participate. That would be kind of cool. Regardless, this is where I'm starting. Why don't I start off with who I am? My name is Evan Perdomo. I am a software developer, technologist. I'm based in Montreal, in Quebec, Canada. I'm originally from California, San Francisco, but I moved to Montreal about 20 years ago, and it feels like home. I work on a number of different technology areas, but throughout my career, I've been focused specifically on open source software and maybe the conjunction between open source software and startups or early commercialization, right? So the idea of creating new things, getting new ideas off the ground. My current work is for a open source nonprofit called the Open Earth Foundation, openearth.org, where I am the director of open technology, meaning I manage the developers, set technical direction, keep the organization connected to the rest of the open source community. But as most people, I have lots of other things that I do. I work on specifications around ActivityPub, which is the protocol that runs the Fediverse, the network of social networks like Mastodon that let people connect across organizational boundaries. I'm also a graduate student. I'm 55 years old, but I've gone back to school at Georgia Tech to get a master's in computer science. And I'm a father of two great teens, a husband. I've got friends and family, and I've got a whole life around me. So I may talk about any or of all of these things as I go through the podcast. I want to focus first on big news from my life this week, which is that I've finished the sixth of seven chapters for a book that I'm writing. I'm writing a book for O'Reilly Media, which is a very popular technical book publisher, prestigious, well received. And I'm writing a book about ActivityPub, about the protocol and building for the protocol. This is the first time I've ever written a technical book, really any text of this length. It's about 250 pages. But as someone who's been working with ActivityPub for a long time, it really feels like a natural fit. And it's been a really great process. A little intimidating sometimes, but I've been able to kind of find my pace by keeping myself working every single day. I'm always doing some work on the book. I set aside time at the end of the day after supper to work and write. But I also alternate between writing example code, so finding ways to like make it a coding problem, but also write text and mixing up example code and text in order to make a better experience. So The book will be finished by the end of March. I have a lot. It's March 13th today, by the way. I probably should say that at the beginning of each episode. Hi, this is Evan Perdomo. It's March 13th, 2024. Imagine I did that. So the chapter will be done by the end of March. I need to then be doing editing. There are technical reviews. There's a whole next step after you have a in general, I think it should be pretty active for the next few months, but it'll be nice to have a first draft done. So the other thing that has happened is that the first early release chapters are available at the O'Reilly Learning platform. Maybe I'll figure out how to put a link in the show notes, because that's something that people do, right? Link in the show notes. I'll figure out how to put a link in the show notes so people can find that early release. Other things that have been happening for me, I made some notes. Our work at Openers Foundation has been pretty exciting this week. Openers Foundation makes a greenhouse gas accounting tool for city governments, so that cities can report their greenhouse gas emissions to either to national organizations or to international organizations. Really helps get financing for green initiatives if they can show, you know, this is our baseline, this is what we're shooting for. We had our first pilot start today. So a real city using our real software, which is great for us at the organization because it lets us see exactly how the software is used in the real world. So that's been really great. What else has been happening lately? Today I had a issue triage for the social community group. The social community group is the group at the W3C, which is the standards organization that manages ActivityPub. Social CG is the group that's focused on ActivityPub. And issue triage means that people have been coming with GitHub issues, problems, questions, suggestions, recommendations around ActivityPub. And for a long time, nobody was actually checking these issues. So over the last year, I've been working to make sure that those issues are getting triaged, paid attention to, and generally moved in from the inbox into the outbox. So I do about an hour a week on that, and I do it as a public meeting. It's become a public meeting for the group, so everybody's invited from the group, and they can come have a conversation there. Sometimes the conversation drifts right into different kinds of discussions that go beyond the issues that are getting triaged. But I find it a really productive meeting for discussing what's going on with ActivityPub. Let me see, what else is important to me lately? Tonight I've got a meeting of the cooperative that I helped found. It's a cooperative, technology cooperative called cosocial.ca. It's open to all Canadian residents. I don't think you have to be a citizen, but you're supposed to be a resident because we want to make sure that, you know, legally, the law that we apply to all our members is Canadian law. And it's a organization, a cooperative means that the company is owned by its members, that runs a Mastodon server at cosocial.ca. And we run other different services. This podcast platform that I'm recording on is one of the services that we run. And I have a core members meeting, which is kind of like heads of working groups plus board members tonight. And I wanted to make sure that I did my first recording on this podcast platform before we had that meeting. I have a couple of other to-dos. We do a monthly meeting, by the way. So the idea that I need to like get my to-dos done in the final 5 hours before the meeting happens is kind of ridiculous, but it's also like really it's the way things happen sometimes when you're overbooked. I am pretty I find these meetings really energizing. I love the process. I love CoSocial. It's been really a fantastic experience. I also am a little bit worried I don't always have the time I need to apply to the organization. So it's a source of pleasure and a little bit of guilt when I go there. I'm gonna say that at 10 minutes, this is gonna count as a good first episode. I'm gonna go out for a run in a few minutes. It's beautiful right now in Montreal, and we don't get we just had daylight savings, so getting some extra sunshine and getting to go out in the sun is gonna be nice. So I'm gonna go try and enjoy it. Thanks a lot for listening. Please, what, like and subscribe? I don't know. Oh, go ahead and give me comments. I think this publishes on the Fediverse, so you should be able to follow and comment within the system. Oh, and feel free to ask questions too. Happy to answer them. Thanks. Bye bye.